The issue of expungement, that is, erasing the arrest and or conviction of someone who committed a crime, has become an issue in the campaign to legalize recreational marijuana. The measure would require the expungement of all marijuana-related convictions. At the same time, a Fargo legislator is working on an expungement bill.
The parameters for that we've looked at is expunging the records of non-violent, non-sex offenders who have had a period of time where they have been out of trouble with the judicial system.
Republican Representative Shannon Roars-Jones.
So for misdemeanors, it would be a period of 3 years. For felonies, it would be a period of 5 years. And then they would have to take a proactive step. They would have to file with the court systems to have those records sealed.
Roars-Jones says she learned while serving on the Justice Reinvestment Committee that the state has tightened up a number of criminal penalties over the years, and that is having a negative effect on people who are ready to rehabilitate their lives.
So many of these decisions are made by young people before, you know, before their brain is fully developed and they have the ability to understand the long-term consequences and implications of these decisions that they're making. We want to give them the opportunity to clean up those poor choices that they made in the past.
Roars-Jones said the bill would not affect federal cases in North Dakota. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.